Less than 24 hours after Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rosselló, announced he would be resigning in response to weeks of protest on the island, FEMA made an announcement of its own. The Federal Emergency Management Agency decided to reinstate restrictions on access to federal aid to the island for hurricane relief, potentially making the slow recovery process from Hurricane Irma and Maria even slower. FEMA will now require rigorous approval for any project using FEMA funds to rebuild the estimated $90 billion worth of damages caused by hurricanes nearly 2 years ago. In a statement, FEMA said, quote, "The ongoing leadership changes and Puerto Rico's financial history of fiscal irregularities and mismanagement led to their decision." Juan Giusti Cordero is with me to talk about what this means for the island. He's a professor of Caribbean history at the University of Puerto Rico, Río Piedras. Juan, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thanks to be here.
So can you explain, Juan, what it means for FEMA to have reinstated the process? I mean, how does this impact the payout of recovery funds?
Well, it was on July 25th. It's like the morning after the governor's resignation. So the timing is quite significant. It's going to add months to the process. What it means is that local agencies, both state and government, territorial government and municipal agencies, if they do projects, that the reimbursement by the federal agency, that process is now going to take between 4 to 6 months. Because under the shorter process that was established just recently in April after negotiations between the Puerto Rico government and the federal agencies, the project costs would be based on local estimates made by local professionals. So under the quicker process, the 75% of the project cost would be reimbursed by 10 days. Under the new, more rigorous process established or reestablished on July 25, estimates have to be made by FEMA professionals. So that's going to make it a longer process. It's going to take, instead of 10 days, it takes up to 6 months to get the reimbursement for the agency in Puerto Rico, whether municipal or state agency. So it changes the process considerably.
Remind us, Juan, because I think we there's a sense that we haven't seen, there's a lot of, the coverage has recently been about the political process on the island and the protests, but how far is Puerto Rico from being back to where it was before the hurricanes hit? It has gotten some aid. It has not gotten all of the aid that it was promised. Where does the island's recovery stand today?
Well, there's still some, I think it's about 30 to 40,000 blue roofs still. That is like the issue that should have been dealt with already.
And you're referring to homes that don't have roofs when you say the blue
roofs,
the tarps, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The tarps, yeah, yeah. In terms of the funding, the information is pretty complicated, and it gets more complicated because politicians try to shift the vocabulary, you know, here and there to make it seem like the funding is just around the corner. And it often isn't. But we can say in general that there's been like about $21 billion that has been appropriated by Congress. That doesn't mean the money is right there available because it has to go through authorization processes through the agencies. So the $21 billion assigned by Congress, and this only was the case since February, because before February there was none of this money was available. Since February, there's been $236 million. Just that's a trickle compared to the total amounts that are needed. $236 million have actually been accessed by Puerto Rico in terms of checks being written. Plus, there's like only like 2% of the total projects have been funded so far, 2%. Adding to that, the federal government is now requiring Puerto Rico to prepare the full list of projects that is going to want funded with the $8.2 billion. It wants the entire list to be provided by October. The Puerto Rico government is asking for a postponement of that date. And with the disarray now in our government here, that's going to make it increasingly difficult to have by October. So that kind of schedule also adds pressure and adds uncertainty and difficulty to the whole process.
Juan, President Trump and other Republicans have said that Puerto Rico has misappropriated funds and on multiple occasions has claimed the government was using recovery money in ways that weren't appropriate. Has the government of Puerto Rico misused the FEMA recovery funds in any way? We know there have been a number of arrests and political instability on the island, most recently with Rosselló stepping down. So what is the truth here? Has the government of Puerto Rico misused FEMA funding?
Yes, it has. Of course, as the indictments have established, basically payments to shady lobbyists, where the money probably winds up in political party coffers. Lobbyists who arrange for contracts to be given out to favored friends, and then they get their lobbying fees in return. Now the problem I see is, and that has to be looked at more carefully from the U.S. point of view, is that this is a large-scale operation that has been going on in Puerto Rico with all this corruption. And it's the people who are doing this are connected with lobbying firms in the U.S. and law firms in the U.S. So to put the onus of the corruption game on a so-called Puerto Rico government, which it's hardly been existing in the last few years, it's hard to imagine. There's, as you know, the Puerto Rico government has really lost a lot of its presence, authority, and so forth. So I think that the U.S. news media really has to take a closer look also, without removing any of the responsibility from the local government, who really have done a mess with this, and the corruption is certainly there. But there are a number of connections to U.S. Private and public entities. So that's an angle that is really, quite intriguing, and that needs to be looked at more closely.
Juan Justi Cordero is a professor of Caribbean history at the University of Puerto Rico, Río Piedras. Juan, thanks for being with us.
A pleasure to be with you.